And this news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A Huron County man is facing new legal proceedings. Dylan Lee Blackmer appeared in court for a probation violation arraignment. Blackmer entered a plea of not guilty to the allegations and is currently being held in Lapeer County Jail while awaiting sentencing on separate felony charges. The court has scheduled a probation violation hearing for October 5th to allow for the conclusion of his other pending case. Lucas Braxton Adams appeared in court for his arraignment on a misdemeanor charge of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license. The incident stems from an alleged violation on July 16th. Adams, a resident of Georgetown, Kentucky, had previously failed to appear for his scheduled arraignment on July 17th. His defense attorney, Tammy Salins, explained that Adams is currently on parole in Kentucky and was restricted by a limited travel permit that required his return to the state. Judge Ferris assessed a $30 show cause fee for the missed appearance. And during the proceedings, a plea of not guilty was entered on Adams' behalf. The court set a plea cutoff hearing for September 17th and appointed attorney Martin Perzondek to represent him moving forward. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, which includes standard conditions and requirements related to Adams' existing parole. And Michigan is expanding the efforts to strengthen early literacy by providing specialized training to help early childhood educators recognize warning signs of dyslexia before children begin kindergarten. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, known as MyLEAP, is partnering with the Michigan Dyslexia Institute to offer a new two-day professional development program at three locations in state this summer. The training is designed to give educators research-based strategies to identify children who may be at risk for reading difficulties while strengthening language and literacy instruction for all students. Officials say the program is part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Every Child Reads initiative and is rooted in the science of reading and Orton Gillingham instructional methods. Educators will learn classroom techniques to build oral language, phonological awareness, and executive functioning, as well as other foundational literacy skills, along with how to use assessment information and communicate literacy concerns with the families. The first of its kind training for early Michigan childhood educators will be held across three different areas at three different times through the year. Each session is limited to 30 participants and is funded through Michigan's Preschool Development Grant Birth to Five Renewal Program. State officials say training is intended to strengthen existing classroom instruction by providing practical tools educators can immediately apply to help children build a strong foundational future reading success. According to the Michigan Dyslexia Institute, an estimated 1 in 5 people has dyslexia, making it one of the most common learning differences affecting reading. Research shows children who display multiple early warning signs are significantly more likely to struggle with reading later in school, highlighting the importance of early intervention. And we'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
This is Paul from Murphy's Bakery and Bad Axe. Every morning, before the sun comes up, our ovens are already going. The mixers are running, the dough is rising, and the whole place smells like home. We bake fresh every single day. Breads, donuts, cookies, pastries, and all the classics you grew up with. If you stop in early, you'll catch the racks coming out warm, and there's nothing better than that first bite of something made from scratch with real high-quality ingredients. Whether you're grabbing breakfast for the office, picking up a dozen donuts for the kids, or just treating yourself to a hot coffee and sweet roll, we're here for you. So swing by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. We're up early, we're baking fresh while you sleep, and we'd love to see you. Murphy's Bakery, we bake fresh daily.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back with your national and international news. U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon issued a sweeping national directive today, calling on university presidents and governing boards to publicly recommit to academic rigor and scientific excellence. The federal initiative instructs all post-secondary institutions to publish formal reform statements by the end of the year, aiming to rebuild declining public trust in higher education. The department emphasized that federal oversight will increasingly link future institutional support to clear standards of civic responsibility and research integrity. University administrators across the nation are expected to review their governance policies in response to the executive call to action. And a major humanitarian disaster developed along the North African coast following a massive crossing attempt at the border of Spanish enclave Ceuta. Authorities reported dozens of fatalities and thousands returned back after thousands attempted to navigate coastal perimeter barriers. Spanish and Moroccan border agencies have launched joint emergency operations to provide medical aid to injured migrants. Human rights organizations are urging European nations to establish immediate humanitarian corridors to handle the rising migrant crisis. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe, and by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Hi, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. Let's talk donuts, because around here, they're kind of a big deal. Every morning, while you're in bed sleeping, or maybe just starting your day, we're frying up fresh batches of Long John's, Glazed Twist, Jelly Filled, Cinnamon Sugar, Maple Frosted, you name it. If you're lucky, you might even catch a Tiger Tail. And if you've never had a Murphy's Donut still warm from the kitchen, well, you're missing out. We make donuts fresh every single day, the way they should be, with real ingredients and without using any high fructose corn syrup. When you come in, we've got hot coffee ready too. So whether you're heading to work, dropping the kids off at school, or starting your day with something sweet, Murphy's Bakery is ready to serve you. And lunchtime, we have subs and pop for a quick bite on the go. And you can take Murphy's home with you too, with our freshly baked breads, cakes, and you can order a fully customized catering spread for your events, big or small. 110 West Huron, where traditions are baked fresh daily.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.